welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We are, and you know, today is so powerful. Hey, guess what? It's September 24th, and the planet's still here. We're still here. We told you, we assured you that all the 23rd hype was just that. Welcome to the start of the next wave. Really a very powerful moment.
We are indeed in a time of increasing energies and also a time of increasing illusions.
True.
Thus, so many people are seduced, hypnotized, distracted, and distorted by all of these wild miscreations that are running around, circulating our globe. It's known as the planetary thought body.
It is. And today is the perfect day to talk about living as the master. We have so much to share today. Now, remember, we're live. If you want to jump into this conversation or request a mini soul reading, here's the phone number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And if the lines are full, which I've been told they are already, hold on to that number, because as soon as we hang up with someone, that's your chance to get into the queue. And we do our best to speak to as many of you as we can every week.
And so, beloved ones, today is a good day.
I like that start.
It is indeed. Today is a good day to claim your mastery. Today is a good day to claim your heart. Today is a good day to recognize that all is well.
Wow, Sri, you're right on it. You are so right on it, especially given how much hype. You know, all you have to do is walk into YouTube, as one example, and look at the immense amount of anxiety and people that were completely absorbed in the September 23rd doomsday prophecies versus the amount of people that are watching videos like ours that were offering positive information to see how powerful the fear energy is.
Well, the one thing I know about truth is it's usually not appreciated. And the simple truth of the matter is, and there's a number of these simple truths, but let's begin with this one. You are a master.
Now write that down, or you know, when you get into the archives of the show, back up, repeat, play that often, bring a hand to your heart. Sri, I want you to just really share that again.
Let's personalize it. I am a master.
I am a master. And when you hear that, what do you feel? What do you notice inside of your own body? What does your brain do? Because anything that tries to negate that absolute universal truth is a hangover resistance energy. And we're going to talk about how to really release and restore. Remember, guys, we're in the last week of September. And September is all about what, guys? Restoration. And we're through that period of the retrograde release. We're out of the shadow period. We're through the equinox. We're through the intensity. And there was intensity, right? Look at what's happened over the weekend. That's the type of energy that's referring, that we've been talking about, is that it's showing you all of the things that can happen that are polarizing, that are heating up. That is for sure happening, but it's how we respond to it that matters more.
And indeed, your response is greatly colored by your perceptions and your understandings, because when the world is acting out, and it is acting out, it is hypnotic, it is distracting, and it tends to promote falsehoods. So back to the simple truth, you are a master. Now, the next thing to write down on that piece of paper, the first line was, I am a master.
I am a master. Love that one.
And the next line would be, I am expressing my mastery in the following ways.
I love it, Sri. You're on a roll.
I'm expressing my mastery in the following ways. Because this is where you get to put down the distortions. This is where you get to put down the limitations. That one of the things that happens is that we express our mastery through a persona of limitation sometimes.
Yeah.
And we begin to believe that persona. Sometimes we express our mastery by being complicit to a limiting belief. And we are a master pretending to have limits, pretending to believe in things that are truly a couple of refractions away from the ultimate truth. So the key here is to start understanding that our thoughts are misled, mm-hmm. and that we must indeed break through the illusion and find the inner assurance of that I am a master. And that can only happen as we take our gaze off of the chaos of the outer world. The outer world is seducing you, beloveds. It is doing its best. The illusion has gotten ever so dynamic.
Well, and sophisticated.
And sophisticated.
Incredibly self-perpetuating.
And perpetuated on social media.
On everything.
Everything. And so we must use this time to smile at it and go, oh, boy, what do I know to be true?
Wow. Now let's just stop right there, because we have been spending the entire month of September offering you as much support as you would like to receive, right? So we've been offering the support all month long, talking about those five steps that were to help you get through not only September, but to really anchor you through the rest of this period, all the way up through 2022 and beyond. And remember, it started with that restoration energy. And this is when, and we talked about this earlier in the month, and because we're right here right now is September 24th, and Nibiru hasn't destroyed the planet either, by the way. Those were all predictions for this weekend. I want to share with you that what we have shared, what we have been talking about, was that, yes, this 23rd weekend was a height of restoration. And look what happened this weekend. We've got all types of nuclear warmongering going on. We've got some extraordinarily, I don't even have a word or definition for what's happening with the polarity rising in the United States. We have the election in Germany, which is a very powerful tipping point for the planet as well. We have a lot of things coagulating. We have the situation in Myanmar. You know, Sri and I have been in Myanmar, so we have a very special energy that we're trying to send it to that country as well. So here's what's important to understand. We are at a peak moment. We are at a peak moment. And this is a moment that is inviting you right now to remember you are a master. When everything coagulates, when everything comes together, and this is the weekend. This is it, guys. Because if you can harness this moment and claim your ascended presence through it, rather than get sucked into it. And my goodness, as Sri just mentioned, the energy, this self-perpetuating energy that wants to suck you into what's going on right now is huge. And you have to get honest with yourself. Are you addicted to it? Because it is really easy to be addicted to density and to let your mind be addicted to drama. And so to be the presence is to know that you are the master, without the need to having to scream it from the rooftops, without the need of having to pontificate it to others. It's about the radiation of your divine presence without any doubt. And Sri, I think the reason this is such a mastery point is because of the erosion of trust on so many levels around the planet.
Well, that's a big one, because the fear and anxiety that is being shoved below the waterline of consciousness, it's being carried by millions and millions of people. Well, let's rephrase it, billions of people.
Yes.
That fear tends to cause denial.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's an uncomfortable feeling, our wiring is such that we try to protect ourselves from feeling bad.
Yeah.
So the number one way to do that is to displace or deny. And that means either pretend it doesn't exist or blame it on someone else. And both of those are a lack of responsibility for what's really going on. So one of the things that's important to remember is that your mind will not solve this. You cannot figure out how to be happy. You cannot figure out what your next step is using the mind alone.
Well, because that's the level of the planetary thought body. Remember that the mind of the body that you are carrying right now is a creation of this world to assist you to navigate this world. So it's absolutely, if you want to rationalize it, which sometimes can take you out of your heart, so you have to be very careful. But if you gift yourself with the recognition of, wait a minute, that's the mind of this world, let me ignite my ascended presence of my divine nature, then you start seeing solutions that you just didn't see before.
Well, and your intuition will lead you to true wisdom.
Absolutely.
And the application of wisdom through this lifetime. The thing to remember is that you're good enough right now. You know, one of the biggest pitfalls to sustaining happiness is comparing ourselves to others.
Oh, I love, you know, one of my dear beloved mentor teachers, beloved Paramahansa Yogananda, who I always have right in front of me, and I've been blessed to have so many powerful communications with. But one of the things that he has said that is so true, and I quote and bow before this beloved master, is that when we compare, we destroy. When you compare yourself to another, you have destroyed yourself. And try to remember that, you know, you, as Sri just said, that's probably one of the greatest words of wisdom you could take into your heart today. You right now are absolutely okay. And you have everything you need to navigate whatever is happening in your life. The question is, what are you choosing to navigate? Are you choosing to navigate drama and chaos, or are you choosing to navigate your mastery through the process? That's the decision in front of you, and you can make that decision in a moment. It's a boom, snap your fingers, and it's done.
And so it really boils down to trusting that your soul, that your divine creative legacy is good enough, that you are good enough, that you are enough in this moment, and we are all evolving.
Every being on this planet, every sentient being is evolving, guys.
And so we got this wonderful mind that can certainly solve puzzles and work with technologies and figure out how to mix up a load of cement, for that matter. The mind is very useful in many ways, but when it comes to spiritual evolution, it's not the most favorite tool. Your heart will take you faster than your mind, and the mind and the heart can synergize, and there is a valid path of that synergy. But for right now, the thing to wrap around is to trust yourself.
Take that in. I just need to stop you right there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Because remember, and this comes from our beloved Archangel Zadkiel and all of the beloved ascended masters, in the ascended realms, trust and love are the same energy. So when we are trusting ourselves, we are loving ourselves. When we embody trust, we embody love.
And so that doesn't mean you won't make a mistake or two. And mistakes are just a point of view, because every choice has a consequence, and every consequence has information for your learning. And so nothing is cast in cement. We make a few choices. We have some results. Oh my goodness, gonna course correct. Oh my goodness, gonna celebrate. And we keep going. That doesn't define you. Your experiences are simply pulses of energy upon the fabric of your consciousness. They do not define you. And so when we start using our experiences to create a self-image, when we say, I have bad luck, or I'm not good looking, or I'm unattractive, or
those are all I am statements.
Yes.
Okay.
We're using the power of the I am to
set up the power of your mastery creation
to set up a limiting circumstance that then, because we are masters, will reinforce it through experience.
Well, exactly. You can get really good at mastering drama.
You can get good at mastering limitation and hurt and all kinds of dysfunction. So the pain ends when you say, I've had enough, I get it.
And when you're able to honestly relax into the knowing, the blessing, putting your hand, your heart, and remembering, wait a minute, I am the master. And then you can thank the universe for showing you how powerful you are for the experiences that you have co-created. It's when we lift above the mind of judgment, right? There's a lot of energy on the planet right now around this righteousness energy. And righteousness is a destructive force, because in the energy of righteousness, there is a right and a wrong, and there is absolutely nothing that holds the center. And it is when we can arise up through that and recognize that every single event in our lives, every single person, every single thing, every single experience was preordained by your soul to assist you to arrive to where you are right now. Now, take that in, take a breath, because I gotta tell you guys, I hear you. I hear all of you right now going, oh my God, Kira, but you don't know this or that or that. You know what, guys? I probably in one way or another do, and if I don't, Sri probably does, which is why the two of us together can really hold such a powerful, divine, sacred union. There, every being on the planet, every single being, you didn't know how, you didn't know when, because you are loved so much. If you knew the how and the when, it would affect your journey. What you did know was that you came here to reawaken, and that there were certain gifts your soul was inviting not only to learn, but to help others experience. Remember, it's always a two-way street. When you can lift above the game board, as my beloved Sri mentioned earlier, and you can see this, and I like to use the visual of I go way up to the top of the Himalayas, and right now I'm living way up in the top of the Andes, so I just kind of sit here and see it from that perspective. It softens the need of righteousness energy. It assists you to start releasing judgment. And what enters is a flood of gratitude and love. Thank you to your parents, because without them, you would not be who you are right now. They have played their roles perfectly. Thank you to whoever, your siblings. Thank you to your friends. Thank you to your coworkers. Thank you to the politicians. Thank you to this planet. Thank you to all of your cohabitants. When you can get that, and appreciate that everything has brought you to where you are now, you break free of the illusion and you start seeing the solution.
You know, it's very powerful indeed. And to be able to take a breath and let that soak in for a moment, just try it on. What keeps us in patterns of pain, what keeps dysfunctional behavior going, is the habit of the habit of it.
Of the pain, as Archangel Zadkiel so beautifully said in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home.
And the habit of a certain point of view, and the addiction to the sensation of the righteousness, the sensation of the discomfort can be addicting. We're not here to tear apart, analyze, or do anything other than to say, have mercy on yourselves.
Capital letters.
M-E-R-S.
Mercy on yourself.
Because everybody's doing the best they know how, given their state of consciousness. And the more you evolve, the more you awaken, the more joy, the more gratitude, and the more tolerance will come forward in your life. And so it begins in this moment. It begins in this very moment, putting a hand on your heart, taking a deep breath, and saying, in this moment, I trust myself.
Try that on, guys. Bring your hand to your heart. Relax your breath. Relax your mind just for a moment, just for these few seconds. There you go. Come into this presence with us right here, right now.
In this moment, I trust myself.
Take a breath. Exhale and feel that gift. And every time you feel overwhelmed, every time you don't know what to do, every time you think you just can't make it, you know what, guys? Forget one day at a time. There are moments in your life when you're going to be taking it one breath at a time. And when it comes to that moment, you bring your hand to your heart and let that breath be.
In this moment, I trust myself.
Try that one on. That one thing will shift your life. Now, you know, Sri, speaking about shifting our lives, we had a beautiful being write us for a soul reading over the air. And remember, you guys can always send your requests into guest@sriandkiraradio.com and they get forwarded to us. And this one really was so correct about this week. And so I want to just address this before we go to our callers.
Well, let me read this this email, because it's from Tyler, who's having a bit of a challenge right now. And here's what he shares. I have been feeling in a bit of a rut as of late. I'm having lots of ongoing physical health problems and currently don't have a job and just feeling like I'm in limbo. And I'm not sure how to move forward. I recently came back from Hippocrates Health Institute for 2.5 weeks, and my health problems seem to have come back already, and I don't know what to do. It feels hopeless at times. I was wondering if Kira could do a mini soul reading that could possibly guide me on what to do moving forward and why I'm attracting these bad, seemingly unsolvable problems into my life, and if there's any direction I can take to fix these issues. I know you guys are busy, but I'd be extremely grateful if you could make this happen for me. Happy face. Love the happy faces.
We love the happy faces.
Yes, sincerely, Tyler.
Well, namaste, Tyler, my angel. And thank you so much, because your request really ties into this week's show. So a couple things that I want to share with you. First and foremost is we have been talking a lot about the lost books of the Essene. And we have been talking specifically about book one. And think about how much you are loved, that you had a structured time out when you went away to Hippocrates and things were restoring and you were supported. That's because, and I just want to remind you of what the Essenes say in that book one, comfort those who are asleep, be present for those who are drowsy, be with those who are awake. You took a time out from your day-to-day routine to be with those who are awake, to make the full focus of your life your healing. When you returned, what I'm seeing is that there are beings around you that you're almost feeling obligated to connect with. And that in your case right now, you have this spiraling energy going around you, and this spiraling energy right now is lateral, and that's why things are co-creating. You have to make a choice. Am I going to start spiraling up, or am I going to continue in this lateral loop until I get this message loud and clear? And it takes courage to spiral up. And Tyler, you have the courage. And so here's the key. When we're ready to take that spiral and lift, what it means is that we have to get brutally honest. We have to look at all the beings in our life and pay attention. Do they bring me joy or do they not? Am I feeling less full or less whole when I'm around them? Or not. Pay attention to the people you feel exhausted after you've been with. Pay attention to those that you feel better. And first and foremost, you must make your life your priority. And my love, I know you can, and I know you have the capacity. You've already proved it to yourself. Now it's time to live it. And I just want to say that again, Tyler, thank you, because I know a lot of people listening right now, Sri, are in the same. It's part of what's happening on the planet. As I'm sharing this right now, do you hear the high-pitched buzz? How many of you, as we're sharing right now, hear the high pitch? You know, here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary in the Andes, we have so many miracle presences happening already, so much divine connection, so much energy. And I want to give a shout out to our beloved community that's, we haven't even met a lot of you yet. We've just been getting all these emails and support from a lot of beautiful people that are close to us in the Cuenca community and the outskirts of Cuenca and even down in Vilca, which is a few hours, Vilcabamba, a few hours from us. We want to say thank you. We love you. Make sure you make a note and join us New Year's Eve here at Tosa Blue Mountain, because there is so much happening.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we want to just underscore is that we are in a time of great turbulence in the outer world. The Kali Yuga, the planetary thought body are accelerated to the point that there is indeed support for a lot of tragic choices. Yet, this is the stew through which you can awaken.
Very much. I love that. I love stew.
And it's important to recognize that all of the BS going on around you
is BS.
It's illusion, and it's teaching you how to find your own authenticity. It's giving you a discernment filter to say, nope, that's not true. Nope, that's not true. Why do I keep giving my attention to it? Look for your authenticity. Look for the authenticity in others, and then the clarity will carry you upwards.
Oh my gosh. You know, Sri, I just have to share. And guys, really, you know, it's not too early to be thinking about. We are in a very powerful culminating moment. In just a few more days, we'll be posting our October revelations. And we have already brought through all of the 2018 revolutions. And I got to tell you guys something. We are in for a mega year. It's an 11 year, just to give you that idea, if you take the 2018 and add it up. But anyway, all of our revelations for 2018, we are going to release early. We're releasing them November 1. You will find them printed in the Sedona Journal. You'll find them posted at our website. You'll find us talking about them on YouTube. However, we want to share just a little snippet of those with you, because – It's really important, and we're very clear. We're clear not to reveal them all just yet because there's a big October ahead. And again, catch our YouTube later this week. But we want to talk to you a little bit about this. So here's what we want to, because it talks about today. I really think it ties into today's energy. And here's what it says right now, that the sum total of the vast energies of the planetary thought body are becoming ever more filled with free-floating fear and anxiety. This activates within your soul memory the ancient energy of lifetimes when the outcome of these actions was more dramatic and not as comfortable. This is important to clearly know, as free-floating anxiety is merely the expression of energy that is misunderstood.
To clearly remember that you are here now as a master, to stand in the divine presence of your infinite nature, is to free yourself from the anxiety. Do you see how the culminating energies of the planetary thought body are there to serve you?
You are the master in form, and you are here by choice. 2018 is the year that you are being called to fully anchor this truth and to shine as a radiant presence. In this moment, invite yourself to begin to pay attention. Where will you be and who will you be with this New Year's Eve 2017 as the moon is waxing into full and the energy builds into the crescendo experience that births 2018?
Because New Year's Eve 2017 will be unlike any other of this age. The vast energies and events of the remaining moments of 2017 will challenge the third dimension and awaken those who are ready to claim the blessing of their truly abundant nature.
Now, guys, we just read you word for word part of the revelations and predictions for 2018 that came in through the Cosmic Blue Essene. And, you know, one of the things that you may already be aware of is that we take all this very seriously. It is our life. And so we are hosting a New Year's Eve event that, if you can get here, come join us at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. We have been shown specifically how to use the Cosmic Eye Crystal to include that. And then we are spending 5 days with everyone right here, igniting and anointing into through third, fifth, seventh, ninth dimensional energies and the Ave Saw process, so that everyone who's here can be ignited, can be healed of any remaining interference or negativity energy, and become a literal, I'm going to call, teacher healer, to return to their community and radiate during this year. And so, guys, check it out at shriankira.com. Get here. It's incredibly affordable. It's all, everything, guys, your hotel, your meals, the workshop, everything is under $800. I mean, it's that affordable, and there's payments. Get down here.
We really invite you with sincerity and love to look into your heart and say, if not now, when?
Yeah, that's really the biggie.
When are you going to claim the ascended presence that lives inside of you? When are you going to discard that which is illusionary and inauthentic? Because as we claim it, and as we do this in the safety and the embrace of spiritual community, then we are amping each other. It's like you're in a sacred mirrored situation where one energy enhances the next energy. This is a unique moment on our planet, truly unique.
And because it's so unique, it's time for all of us to be out there in our mastery healing presence. So we have been strongly guided. And for all of you that have already registered to come to Avesa, you can take advantage of this well. Anybody who registers, you know, if you register before September 30th, there's even a pre-registration discount. We're going to offer to you the Avesa Home Study to prepare you and to get you out there working in your communities right now as the Ascended Presence. This $149 program you can have for $49 when you register for coming down to see us. So get on the website, learn about this, take advantage of it, and give yourself the gift of breaking through. I think it's very ominous, and you're going to see a lot more come November when they say, and again, these are their words, New Year's Eve 2017 will be unlike any other of this age. The vast energies and events of the remaining moments of 2017 will challenge the third dimension and they have it in big capital letters, awaken those who are ready to claim the blessing of their truly abundant nature. And so the key is, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to make your spiritual life your priority? Because if you are, everything else lines up with it. And you know, Sri, you can tell, you guys can tell that we're very passionate about this.
Yes,
we really are.
We've got a lot of energy around this. Our hearts are wide open and we are sending out the call. If you feel the pulse, take action.
And we can only accept 44 people because of the space here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. And we're all going to be walking up to the top of the petroglyph areas to be doing this fabulous ceremony. However, if you can't join us live or you try to register after we've been, after this event is filled, we are trying to coordinate a live broadcast New Year's Eve. So make a note, be there. And speaking of being there, Sri, all of our lines are full. Whoa. The show is moving so quickly.
Yes, and so what we want to do is we're going to take a little station break. We invite you all to take a deep breath, smile.
So remember, you're the master.
And hang on, callers, because we're going to be right back to take your calls right after this message.
We have a lot more to share, so stay with us.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are so glad you are here with us today.
And Neil, before we go any further, bring your hands to your heart. Really feel the gift of our communion, because when this community comes together every Sunday afternoon, it's one of the highlights of my week. And I know it's one of the highlights of Sri's week. And we trust and pray it's one of the highlights of your week as well, because this is our opportunity to celebrate, to come together, to co-create. So bring your hands to your heart. Take in a deep breath, let it out with sound, let a smile come to your face and receive this gift. I am the master.
I am the master.
Ooh, that felt good.
Yes.
I hope that felt good for you guys.
And remember that we are in an ever-expanding spiral. So judge not where you're rotating and what you're circulating about. Just keep flowing, just keep moving. And this reminds us of the five steps that we talked about
all month long.
And I just want to offer a reminder, because step one was simply be the presence.
And I think we've been really talking about that in the first half. The first two, I think we've been really talking about the first half of the show. And remember, guys, go back again. It's not too late. We're in that last week of restoration energy. Call it in.
And as you are able to be the presence, then you recognize the need for step number two, which is to connect with and harness the blessing of your spiritual practices.
Absolutely. And if you make them a priority, and this doesn't mean that you're running around telling everybody, it means that you just put your spiritual practices first, magic unfolds in your life.
So as you accept that you are the presence, that there's no need to pontificate or project upon the outer world, and that as you do your spiritual practices to amplify and deepen your conscious connection, that leads us to step three, which is simply to embody the art of ascended living.
Call it into your life. And you know, all this month we have been encouraging you. And a couple of people have written me and said, oh, Kira, I don't have a printer. Where can I get these messages? You know, guys, their PDFs are right online. Just read it on your computer if you don't have a printer. And again, you know, go to the Lost Books of the Essene, Message 1. You can find it right there at SriandKira.com. And remember, remember the essence of that message.
Which is comfort those who are asleep, be present for those who are drowsy, and be with those who are awake.
It will change your life. Now those are three of the five steps, but Sri, we have five. We've just had so many beautiful people holding and waiting. Why don't we go ahead and say hello to our beautiful beings that have been waiting?
We're going to begin at line three, and we'll say hi to Monique from California.
First time caller. Welcome to the show, Monique.
Hi, how are you two?
Hi, sweetheart. We love you too.
I just had my birthday, September 9th, and it's a number 1 year, so I'm excited about new changes. I do want a mini soul reading, if I can, please. But the one thing I do want to ask as well, with this energy, I feel like I'm not falling asleep till 6 a.m. and waking up around noon, so when I picked up the phone today, I got nudges from Spirit to call in. And I get through, so thank you for that. But I'm experiencing a lot of, like, heart attack feelings. My heart has been palpitating very strongly, and this is what makes it difficult to sleep. And I feel like I'm in an earthquake situation, so I don't know if my soul is ready for liftoff or if this is just the dense energy. It feels like I've got headaches. I feel very low energy. I feel like I can't move. And so I was wondering if you could address that as well.
Well, beloved angel, thank you for the honor. And I just want to share with you first and foremost, thank you also. I love that you're our first caller today because there are so many people having. I myself, only about 5 months ago. Oh, and my dogs are saying hello. only about 5 months ago, they thought I had a heart attack. I even went in and got tested to make sure it actually hadn't happened. For those of us that are in this very powerful energy of ascended presence right now, everything you are describing, and in your case, I want to give you some personal information around that, but everything you are describing is saying spend more time in meditation. Now, that does not mean you have to take hours a day out of your schedule. What it does mean is, especially if you're laying in bed unable to sleep, is the perfect time, and it works. I can share this with you because I myself had to work through all these same experiences. Start repeating the mantra of self-ascension with your hand on your heart because it sends reassurance into that energy, that vibrational frequency. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And just keep repeating it over and over and over again. And one of two things will happen. You will either have a very profound, immediate message come through, or it will assist your body to balance out the energies, cradle you into a sleep space where you will receive the messages in that experience. The other thing for you personally that I want to share with you is that your body right now is feeling, the word they're giving me is parched, dehydrated. They're also showing me you standing outside and just outside in the sunlight, if you can, like waving your arms up and down. And we have a practice that we were given by Archangel Zadkiel years and years ago, and we lovingly call it the flap and clap practice. But it ignites an energy that will assist your physical form to relax and receive more. Send an email to our assistant, Sue, just to support@selfascension.com, and she will get that practice to you. It's very simple, but I'm seeing you doing this outside because your body is not in flow with your spiritual acceleration. You're in a very rapid, accelerated time. I will share this with you. They just keep saying the word one. One. And obviously with your birthday, that makes good sense. And in your case, they're saying within 1 month, this is resolved if you just give it a little more attention. And on the other side of it, I see a huge, you need to be writing down or recording. There's a lot of information ready to come into you that will assist you with the next steps in your life. So I love that you got through today. Happy, happy, happy birthday, my angel. And thank you for the honor of connecting with you.
Yes, thank you. And happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Many blessings, Monique. Many, many blessings. Woo, Sri, you know, are you guys feeling the energy? Because the energy is really high today. It's very powerful. And I know a lot of you are experiencing symptoms as well. So, Tyler's email, now Monique. Guys, let that energy flow into you.
Absolutely. Because as you relax and say, in this moment, I trust myself, You allow yourselves to receive the energies of completion.
Yeah, restoration.
Because yes, remember, in your journey, you're completing one learning and moving to the next. We are mastering our ability to move through density and live in ever-refining states of consciousness.
You know, we are, and I'm giggling, guys. I just need to share one thing with you. Part of the reason why our dogs are extremely excited today is living here at Tosa Blue Mountain. Well, it only took a month. And we have had a teeny tiny little kitten come our way. We have fondly named him Merlin. And he is just the most loving, beautiful being. But he has come into this sanctuary knowing he would be safe here. He had obviously been abandoned. And needless to say, we've taken him in. But our dogs are not quite sure what he is yet.
No, they're getting acquainted. And
so we apologize if you didn't have enthusiasm.
But I tell you what, let's get back to the phone lines. We're going to go to line two, and we'll say hi to Colorado.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Hi, Sri and Kira. This is Donna. How are you today?
We are fine, Angel. How are you?
I'm good. I'm better since I've been doing a cleanse. I've been having some physical digestive issues, so that's a little better. But if you could give me a little mini soul reading around that. And also the other thing is, you know, Sri talks a lot about our soup and the ingredients in our soup. And whenever I hear that metaphor or other people's metaphors regarding the same thing, I just feel a conflict inside because my family, my significant others, and people around me are fairly asleep, if not drowsy. So I'd like some insight around that, too, if possible, please.
Well, you know, my angel, thank you for asking. And, of course, you do know this is all related. I want you to bring a hand to your third chakra. I'm doing this with you. And, actually, I'm being told, okay, so I'm doing this with you. Take your left hand middle finger, and I'm doing this with you. Place it right over your belly button. Let the rest of your hand relax around that. Take your right hand, and I'm sure you show her how I'm doing this.
Well, it's the fingertips pointed up. So hand on heart with the fingertips pointed to the throat.
It's not the easiest posture, but I'm doing it with you, Donna. And I want you to just take in a breath and begin to balance those two. Here, and as I share this message with you, I want you to hold your hands there, and I want you to just let your breath be easy and relaxed. The message for you today is coming in from Archangel Michael directly. And there's other angels around him. However, he says, I am the primary voice of this message. And here's the message he wants you to hear. Your body, mind, soul, and heart are in conflict with your divine presence. It is time to remember that taking care of you takes care of all. Bring the presence of your love into all of your chakras, and you will see resolution in all around you. Simply smile, relax. It is time for you to move forward without fear, and as you do, all is resolving. And I want you to take in a breath, and then I want you to switch hands. So take that left hand and make that the right hand. Take the right hand. Make sure that middle finger is in the navel. Make it the left hand. And they're saying that this practice that they're giving you right now with the hands where they are and the breathing needs to be done many times during the day, even if it's just once or twice, just with one set of hands. Then you switch the other set of hands and you breathe. And last message is just cut yourself some slack, that things are in motion. And you are more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for. And I love that you got through today on this mastery day. Now it's time for you to go to the next step, and you're ready to do it. And so I'm grateful you got through today, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you. Many blessings. Namaste. And also thank you so much for the 12 Cosmic Rays class. That's helping also. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Well, yeah, Donna, keep on it. And next week is going to be incredible. Do your integration processes. I agree with you. The cosmic rays is just such a blessing to be bringing back to the planet. So, whew, much love, my angel. Many, many blessings. All right. Well, Sri, let's keep moving here.
Absolutely.
We have so many beautiful beings holding.
I just want to interject. You know, the The thing that is so rich and wonderful about our earthly life is that we each have unique circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whether you can call it, you have your own recipe for your stew, you have your own unique coloring, your own unique situation, your parents, your families, your culture, your religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The thing about it is that each of us has a commonality. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when our consciousness and our attention is on the periphery, all we see are the differences.
Well, and are we not seeing that expansive in the planetary thought body? And this is why, you know, that third step about embodying the art of ascended living is so powerful. But it also brings you to step number four, which is to call forward passionate action as your daily guide, because it assists you to release the anger, to release the grip, to release the pain, and to keep your eyes on the divine at all times.
Passionate action cannot happen unless you've done the other steps, meaning you're connected to the presence, you are anchored in your spirituality, you're able to know the difference between reaction and action.
Ooh, breathe, everybody.
Between a healthy intervention and an angry reaction.
Exactly.
Because here's the piece where it all ties together. You know, that soup, that unique path. Your life is your classroom. Your life is also your spiritual practice.
Absolutely.
So those folks that are challenging you, that's all part of it.
Yep.
And we're not here to diminish it. We're not here to say deny it.
No, we're just inviting you to harness the gift of it.
Absolutely. And we have problems, put quote marks around problems. We have problems in our lives because we seek the gifts that they contain.
And the minute we can claim that, we are free. And you know, I just want to share this. I shared this in the first half of the show. I just want to share it again. You have a choice, illusion or solution. Because the illusion is self-perpetuating. It will never offer you the solution. So in order to have that solution, you ignite your ascended presence. And guess what? You would not be on this radio show listening right now if you were not already preparing the solution. Illusion or solution?
And I love that, Kira. And the thing, the reason we do this show, the reason we are
passionately
focused is that you cannot think your way off the game board. You must feel the energy of authentic truth. And when you ignite that within yourself, you will lift. You will do it automatically. Your soul knows the way.
Yeah.
And this is why we are holding the New Year's Eve event is to give people the tangible, felt experience of the ascension energies and the authenticity of an ascended consciousness.
Now, you know, I also want to share with you that if you're saying, hey, you know, I don't know where to find people. I love this energy. I can't stand it. Guys, join the Miracle Team. I mean, did you know for as little as $8 a month, you can be an Emerald member of the Miracle Team, constantly in connection with people like yourself. You receive extra miracle messages every Monday. You have so many other things available to you. And we all come together once a month live on a tele process, communicate with each other, and birth miracles. And so if you're really serious about your spiritual journey and you want to remain connected, go check out the Miracle Team, because like I said, for as little as $8 a month, you don't like it, you cancel. But for as little as $8 a month, you can be part of this community full time. Are you worth $2 a week? I mean, that's really what you have to ask yourself. Is my spiritual practice worth $2 a week? I bet it is. And all you need to do is go to SriAndKira.com, click on the Miracle Team, and learn all about it. And you know, Sri, talking about miracles, look at all these amazing people.
Well, let's jump back to the phone lines. We're heading to line one, and we'll say hi to Leslie from Arizona.
Namaste, Leslie.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for all the joy that you bring into my life. I know that everything I've experienced in my life has brought me to this point. And I'm called at this point to be a master at all times. And it's very fearful, and I have a lot of anxiety. And I know you say, if it doesn't bring you joy, why are you doing it? But I have this like a knowing inside of me that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So just looking for a little guidance if I am on the right track. And, you know, the mantra self-ascension, and I do that, and it's just so very, very overwhelming. So any guidance that you could give me to bring joy into it instead of fear and anxiety?
Ooh, well, first and foremost, my angel, take a breath. As I connect with you, I literally stopped breathing. And so the first thing that I want to share with you, and it's funny, as I'm sharing this with you, all of these masters are around you, and they're, it's cute. They're like pumping bellows, you know, like big bellows that flame a fire. And they're all saying the same thing, breathe, breathe, breathe. You know, we renew our lives one breath at a time. And in your case right now, this pranayama, the gift of breath, is very important for you. I also, as you were sharing, the cosmic Asim tapped my shoulder and were like pointing. And I need to just read one more thing again, because they're saying it really was for you in this moment. And this was from those November 2018 prediction revelations. And they're saying it is important to clearly know that free-floating anxiety is merely the expression of energy that is misunderstood. To clearly remember that you are here now as a master to stand in the divine presence of your infinite nature is to free yourself from the anxiety. And as I share that with you, because that's what they wanted you to hear, I wanted to share with you that it's very, very important for you in this moment to, every time you feel doubt, you've got to breathe. It's like there's an energy that it's stuck at your throat chakra. I'm watching it. And so it's like a shallow breath. And so while one part of you is very, very clear, there's like this other part of you that's not. And they're saying that when the anxiety, when the doubt, when the, because you're on the right path, my God, just don't even question that. But it's this breath, and it's about giving more into your body will give more to yourself. And so that's really what they want you to hear today, my angel. And I love that you got through today, and I love you. And thank you for calling, Leslie.
Thank you. I love you too so much. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Many, many blessings. Whew, and you know, we just have a full bank of callers, but I see some first timers here, Sri, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's move forward quickly and with presence. Let's go to line three, and we'll welcome Todd from California.
First time caller, namaste, Todd, welcome to the show.
Namaste, thank you. I first of all, I want to say, you know, I'm so happy and you know, I really, I'm thankful for all the love you give, and I can just feel it every time I hear your station.
Thank you.
But one of the things I'm calling is, I, music has always been a passion in my life ever since I was a kid, and you know, working with a friend of mine that's actually introduced me to your show, and we've been getting a lot of music that's been, you know, just that's been bigger than us. And I know it's going to be helping people, but one of the things that I've always had is you know, this deep seated fear and you know, that really held me back from a lot of things in my life, and you know, I know, you know, there's a lot of times in my head I know I got to do this, but I feel like it's something that's so deeply seated there. I just wanted to get maybe a mini reading on that, you know.
Well, Todd, first and foremost, thank you for calling in today. You are amazing. Your energy field is so brilliant. Oh my God. No wonder you're feeling the way you are. You know, when we're that bright, when we carry that much incredible capacity to serve, if we don't fully embrace it, it's overwhelming. And it can feel almost like a burden until we understand what it is we've got. Your fingers, by the way, carry profound healing energy. Every time you put your fingers into something, you're actually offering the universe. And what they're saying to me is, and I'm doing this with you right now, bring your hands up in front of your face. And I'm doing this with you, Todd. Bring your hands up in front of your face. And I want your pinkies kind of like not touching, but close together. And what I've got my hands up in front of my face so that I'm actually staring into the pinkies. So it's kind of making my eyes come a little bit toward the center. And they're saying, start just gently, gently wiggling your fingers. And as you gently wiggle them, what you want to do is feel your heart igniting with divine creation, love, presence. And just feel that energy, breathe it in, take in a breath. And as you exhale it, blow it into your hands. and feel, yeah, there you go, there you go, there you go. I am seeing rays of light pouring out of your fingers. Now, starting with your pinkies, touch the pinkies, then touch the ring fingers, touch the middle fingers, touch the index fingers, touch the thumbs, just gently. So you're touching all the fingertips, release it just a little bit, touch again, release it just a little bit, touch again, and then bring those fingertips to your heart. And they're saying that all you need to do is activate the gift within, and the creative process you are in will flow in a way that is beyond the mind. Trust your intuition and keep creating. Your mission has just begun. And I love that you got through today, Todd. You are an amazing gift. Send me your music. I want to hear it.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Love you, folks.
Do that a lot. It is going to definitely amp you up. Many blessings, my angel. Many blessings.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. And you know, Sri, to all the masters that are listening right now, that little process that Todd just received, how about the process that Donna received today? Any of these can be used by any of you, because remember, the people that we talk to every week are surrogates for all of us. We are a divine community on a path of mastery.
Energy is energy, and healing is healing. And we can tap into the healing and the energy of authenticity, the energy of creation and passion, and it begins by opening yourself to be receptive.
Woo, in every single way. So, hey, get down here at New Year's, and if you can't get down here at New Year's, then make a note to join us as we live stream New Year's, and check out the Miracle Team. You are worth $2 a week.
Absolutely. Beloved ones, take a deep breath in. Another beautiful slice of the hologram that we have shared with you today. And beloveds, until we have the joy of being with you live next week,
when we give all of the October predictions, be here, big month ahead.
Until that moment comes forward, may you keep a hand on your heart and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.